Good morning and welcome back to Great Day Vibes, Owning the Chaos, Finding the Calm. I'm your host, Brandy Bacolo, and I'm so excited to have you here. Today's episode is super powerful. It's all about that little voice inside your mind. You know the voice I'm talking about. Now, today we are going to dive deep, really, really deep into our self-talk. I've led many assemblies about this topic, and I want you to think about it. We all have those two voices, the cheerleader and the bully. Who are you giving the microphone to? Who are you allowing to dictate what you think about yourself? Because guys, this is not just about your words. It's about how those words shape the way you see yourself and the world around you. But before we dive in, let's think about that bully, those negative thoughts. Guys, sometimes they feel automatic, right? It's not because we want to think this way. It's simply how our brains are wired. Our brains are wired and designed to protect us. So they're often looking for potential threats or challenges. That's why we sometimes catch ourselves thinking negatively. It's our brain's way of keeping us safe. But here's the thing. Those negative thoughts don't have to define us. We can reprogram our minds, and that's what today's episode is all about. So I want you to think of your brain as a supercomputer. Just like you program your computer, you can program your mind. Now, all of my favorite podcasters and a couple books I've read over the past couple years all talk about this one thing, the reticular activating system. I know it sounds fancy, right? Say that out loud. Reticular activating system. Or we're going to shorten it to the RAS. Did you ever hear about it? Well, you are going to love this because it's a game changer, and I'm going to teach you all about it. Your reticular activating system is like a spotlight. It's like a filter. It helps you to see things in a certain way, and I cannot wait to dive deep. But anyway, let's stay on topic. Why does your self-talk matter? Self-talk is your inner dialogue. The voice inside your head that influences how you feel, what you believe, and what actions you take. It plays a huge role in shaping your mindset and outlook on life. How would you rate your self-talk? Are you aware of it? What do you say to yourself? We repeat the same thoughts over and over, don't we? Well, let's dive into that RAS again. Like I said, about 2 years ago, I kept hearing about this reticular activating system. It's a tongue twister, right? I was super curious about it, and I know it was something that helped us understand why we think the way we think, why we see the things we do. So I started to dive a little bit deeper, and I did my own research on it. And what it basically is, like I was saying, was it's a spotlight. When we speak positive to ourselves, our RAS spotlights positive things around us. But when we speak negative to ourselves, it filters out and finds all the negative. So where are you putting your spotlight? Now, I'm going to make it make even more sense. You ready? Did you ever buy a new car? Okay. Now, what happens when you're on the road? Do you start seeing that new car everywhere? It's not a coincidence, guys. That's your RAS. That's your RAS in action. It's filtering what's important to you. It's bringing awareness to you. The same happens with your self-talk. If you tell yourself, I can't, your RAS is going to find all the reasons you can't do it. But if you say, I got this, your RAS is going to seek out solutions, opportunities, and successes. Find the reasons you can. Is it making a little more sense? No. Let's think negative versus positive. I told you bully versus cheerleader. When you tell yourself, I'm bad at this, your RAS goes to work searching for evidence to prove you're right. Your brain loves to be right. I know I love to be right too. It might highlight mistakes, setbacks, or failures, reinforcing those negative behaviors. It's spotlighting all the reasons you're bad at something. But let's flip the script. I want you to become your own biggest cheerleader. What if you tell yourself you're looking for all the reasons you're learning and improving? Your RAS will start to look for ways you're growing, for progress, for small wins, just about our last episode, remember? This shift in focus can have a huge impact on your life. training your brain to see more of what you want and less of what you don't want. So take a minute and just think, what are you programming your rest to look for? The reasons you're amazing, or the reasons you stink at things? The choice is yours. So take a second right now and program your rest for what you want. All right, let's think about the friend technique. Did you ever hear that? Would you ever tell your best friend you're terrible at this or you'll never get better? Of course not. So why do you allow yourself to think that? Why are you convincing your rest that you are terrible at something or you'll never get better? I want you to start treating yourself like you would your bestest friend because you deserve the same love and support. All right, let's dive into the influence of others, how others can shape our thoughts. Who are you surrounding yourself with? What are you watching on TV? What are you watching on social media? They often affect our rest as well. Okay, so often the thoughts we have about ourselves come from what others have said. Did you ever have a coach or a parent or a teacher bring you down? Guess what? Sometimes something that they said, like maybe they told you you're not good at math, or a coach might have told you that you weren't fast enough. And over time, those words turn into our own beliefs about ourselves. And it wires our brains to latch on to those negative comments, making them feel true. But here's the thing, guys. Just because someone else said something doesn't mean it's true. Their words are just perceptions. It's their perception. You have the power to rewrite your narrative. You are not defined by someone else's words. You get to choose how you see yourself. The beautiful part is the process of changing your self-talk and belief system starts with you. Now, I have two personal examples. One's how I negatively affected my rest, and one is a positive. So I used to hate talking in front of people. I know it's kind of ironic, right? But I had a colleague of mine who gave me some really good advice. I used to always say to myself, I'm nervous. I used to point out all the things I was doing wrong in the presentation. And she said, Brian, don't do that. Think as you get up there that you're great at this. And instead of feeling nervous, tell yourself you got this. So I started to do that. And did I still feel nervous? Of course. But I started talking positive to myself, and it made presenting so much easier. Mel Robbins talks about how when your body feels nervous, it's the same exact feelings as when your body's excited. So I started saying to myself, I'm excited. I'm excited. And I changed my mind, what my mind was thinking. And it really, really worked. I teach the kids in the classroom this too, because I make them do tons of presentations and no one likes to get up there. But I tell them, when you're feeling nervous, say, I feel excited. I feel excited. All right, so here's the positive one. I am so blessed because my parents, my entire life, told my sister and I, we were always the best at everything. So our rest system, we constantly thought we were the best gymnast, we were the best cheerleader, we were the best softball player, we were the best pitcher, we were the best at basketball, we were the best at everything we did. They constantly built us up. My sister and I often joke around now and we say, were we even good at sports? We don't know. We think we were the best. I think we actually were pretty good. But anyway, our mind, our self-talk was so positive because of what they told us. So we were super blessed growing up, because we truly believed we were. And I think that affects my self-talk now as an adult. But anyway, if you did not have parents like that, or you currently are not believing in yourself, I have some actionable steps to help you improve your self-talk. Okay, so step one is crucial. Catch yourself in the act. Are you even aware of the voice inside your mind? Are you taking notice when you're talking negative to yourself? I want you to ask yourself, is this thought helping me or hurting me? Let me repeat that again. Whenever you have a thought, ask yourself, is this thought helping me or hurting me? What am I training my rest to focus on? All right, so step one was acknowledging it. Step two, reframing your negative thoughts. Reframing your negative thoughts trains that rest to see the positive. For example, if you're thinking to yourself, you just made a mistake, I'll never get this right. I want you to reframe it. Catch yourself and reframe it. I'm learning every day and I'm getting closer to figuring this out. Super simple. A lot of teachers teach about the power of yet. It's super powerful. Instead of saying, I can't do this, just add the word yet. Your RAS will shift its focus from limiting beliefs to possibilities, opening your mind to growth and progress. So just simply adding the word yet makes you believe you're going to be able to figure it out eventually. Okay, so we talked about first catching yourself in the act, second, reframing your negative thoughts. Third is one of my favorites, using affirmations. Do you know what an affirmation is? Okay, so affirmations are programming your RAS for positivity. Here's some examples. I am capable of handling any challenge. Every day I'm growing stronger and smarter. I am beautiful inside and out. I am strong. I can do this. I can do hard things. I believe in me. If you do any of my workouts, you know that's our favorite. So an affirmation, guys, is a positive thought you think about you. It was probably about 7 years ago, I started really, really focusing in on affirmations. You want to know why? My Brooke was learning how to juggle a soccer ball. I think she was in about first grade. And if you know anything about juggling a soccer ball, it's really hard to do. She was getting super frustrated. So I Googled ways to think positively about learning something new, and affirmations popped up. So we started singing songs. I found this amazing song and I sang it with my kindergarten class every day. Type it into Google, 33 positive affirmations. It is very catchy, and I listen to that every single day with my kids, and I also listen to it with my kindergarten classroom. But I was learning it was affecting me too. It was so powerful. And I started to notice I would sing the song as I was walking around without even realizing it. You know what I mean? When you sing the song over and over and over again. But then I started having the kindergarten, and now I have the sixth graders, and I have anyone I meet think of one positive affirmation every single morning. I write two actually down in my gratitude journal every single morning. So that is step three. What is an affirmation you can keep on repeat? One that really helped me, I was having a hard time with a couple people. They were being a little bit negative. So the affirmation I used was, no one's opinion will ever define me. My two current favorite affirmation are, I am protecting my peace and I am protecting my joy. So what is one affirmation you can use daily? Maybe it's the same affirmation you keep on repeat over and over, or you might switch it every single day. Okay, let's go into tip number four, practicing gratitude. If you notice, I talk about gratitude in almost every episode. Well, I'm going to tie this into that RAS system. Your RAS thrives on patterns. When you practice gratitude, you're training your RAS to notice the good things in your life. This is such a simple exercise, writing down three things you're grateful for. And guess what? Your RAS will start to look for those things. If you know before bed you're going to write down three things you're grateful for, what are you going to start looking for throughout your day? Things to be grateful for. And I teach my Zoom and I teach my class this. I want you to turn any complaint into gratitude by adding these two magical words, but luckily. And I'll give you a quick example. It's raining outside. You don't like the rain and you're complaining about the rain. Oh, it's raining outside. I hate the rain. Add those two words, but luckily I have a home that's warm and safe and it's protecting me from the rain. Do you see how those two magic words can turn your complaint into something you're grateful for? All right, we're going into the last tip. Tip number five, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you surround yourself with will completely and greatly impact what you think about you. It will impact your RAS system. Spend time with people who are uplifting. Spend time with people who are influencing that self-talk. People who are motivated, they're optimistic, and they're driven. And not just the people physically that you're spending time with. Who are you allowing to influence that RAS on social media? I cannot preach this enough, guys. Check your feed and make sure the people you're listening to have a positive effect on you. All right, so we were talking a little bit earlier about affirmations, but I really want you to think of the power of I am. Those two words are the two most powerful words you will ever say and think about yourself. I want you to be careful. Whatever word follows that I am is what you think about you. So be careful what you're saying after the word I am. I am strong. I am capable. I am enough. That is me believing all of those things. But if you're saying, I am never going to be better at this, I am not a good person, I am not a good mom, I'm not enough, that's what's coming to follow you. You have the power to shift your thoughts. Are you being your own biggest cheerleader, or are you being your own biggest bully? Now, we talked in the very beginning that our brains are naturally designed to look for danger and threats. So we can override our system with positive self-talk and affirmations. Those I am statements are going to become habitual, and you're going to rewire your minds. Okay, so let's recap. Today we explored how self-talk and your reticular activating system are connected. Your RAS filters what you focus on. So let's train it to find the good, to see opportunities, and to choose all of those powerful I am statements so we can set up our mind, that spotlight, for success. Here's my challenge for you this week. I want you to be aware of your thoughts. I want you to catch one negative thought, stop, erase, replace. Say that again. Stop. So stop the negative thought, erase the negative thought, and reprogram it and replace it with a positive one. Let's start building that inner dialogue to be our own biggest cheerleader. And watch how it affects your whole life. Your whole life will transform. That's all for today's episode of Great Day Vibes. Remember, you're in charge of that inner dialogue. Your RAS is listening and spotlighting whatever it is you're programming it for. So let's program it for greatness, because you're capable of so much more than you realize. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend who might need a little calm in their life too. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, you have the power to choose the chaos. I said that wrong. You have the power to own the chaos, find the calm, and make it a great day. I'll see you soon.